Hey, our friends at Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them come in and encapsulate that crawl space. That's always important. You don't mold and mildew. Mildew, you don't want any of that stuff in your home. Get in touch with the great friends at Canty. CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Also, for any of your foundation issues, any jammed doors or windows, cracked above doors or windows, any tilting chimneys or sloping floors or any kind of cracks above in your walkways or your pools or anything like that, they could do all of it for you. Their technology, it's a no-obligation phone call. Let them come in and give you a free estimate. If you do have issues, you might not have any issues. Might just be some bad sheetrock, or you could have major issues. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. I want to touch on a couple recruiting news and notes here for you. Rivals.com, yesterday, Zach Ormistor, 24, Jack Letanto, came out with their next-to-the-last top 100 list. And today's their top 250 list. And then they'll do their position rankings tomorrow. Oh, that top 250 list right now, or top 100 list right now, Clemson with 5 in the top 100 commitments, Georgia with 5 in the top 100 commitments, South Carolina with 3 in the top 100 commitments. Clemson, number 8, 5-star, Andrew Booth, cornerback from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Woo!
Number 24, Joseph.
Same high school as Trevor Lawrence?
No, Trevor Lawrence was Cartersville.
Oh, that's right. Who was from Lawrenceville?
They've had a ton of players over there in recent years. But I get all those Northeast Atlanta. I get all
those Vills confused.
Yeah. I got to get with Carl Paul Shreeler tomorrow. Joseph, Ngata or Ngate?
I say Ngata.
Number 24, moved up 5-star. Moved up.
Whoa.
It's another 5-star receiver coming to Clemson. Number 36 committed to him, Frank Latson. 4-star, but there's some talk about Frank Latson getting a 5-star, his 5th-star. Number 91, Sheridan Jones, cornerback. So you got two top 100 cornerbacks coming next year. And number 94, Brighton Constantine, linebacker from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So you got 5 top 100 players. Georgia with 5. Number 5, Nolan Smith, defensive end, who is an absolute missile off the edge. Trayvon Walker, number 4, defensive end. Number 52, Blaylock, the wide receiver. Number 89, Klein, the safety. And number 99, McIntosh, the running back. South Carolina has 3 of the top 100. Number 15, Zach Pickens from right here at Hanna. Number 68, Helinski, the quarterback. And number 93, Anderson, the defensive end from Tennessee. Tigers also down to 3 other guys in the top 100 still recruiting right now. Number 30, Kavarius Crouch, who is the first of the 4-stars. He had 29 5-stars. He's the first of the 4-stars. He was a 5-star. He didn't play as a senior because of injuries, so they dropped him down to 4-star. And number 76, Jerrion Ealy. Have you seen Jerrion Ealy's film?
I have not.
During
is
break,
baseball or football film?
Football. I don't care about baseball film. Football film. I care about Clemson baseball, but film and baseball, eh. During the break, you will march over here. I'll give you marching orders, and I'll order you to come over here, and we will watch Jerrion Ealy highlights.
If you think I'm getting up out of this chair in the next 25 minutes, yep. You are incorrect.
Nope. You're getting up out of the chair. You're coming over here. You're watching this with me, and then when you're going to get back, when the first thing to say in the open segment is, wow, yowza.
Wow.
Yeah, you go, yibbo.
Is he coming?
I think he's coming. If today was sign day, I think he's coming. So you got, and you got number 28, Akeem Dent, cornerback, 5-star cornerback that's committed to Florida State, but looks like Louisville, Alabama, Miami, and Clemson right now. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out of that. Cliff Kingsbury to Southern Cal as their offensive coordinator. You know what? That's not a bad hire. You know why? It gives them an identity on offense. Does that make sense? You got some great quarterbacks out that way. They're going to sling it all over the lot now, try to recruit, you know, become quarterback you, wide receiver you again kind of a thing. But at least if you had to say, what's Clay Helton's brand of offensive football? Like, what do they do offensively? What's their brand? Pre-Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't know.
Now, you hire Cliff Kingsbury, what are you going to do on offense?
You're going to throw the ball a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, this gives a little bit of brand there. word is, and I don't have this officially, but there's been a lot of fodder on the internet.
Fodder.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, I like it.
That Ken Whisenhunt has been offered the Georgia Tech job.
The rumor is he's got 48 hours to decide.
Yes.
2 days.
Yes.
To decide to leave the NFL to go to Atlanta.
Yes.
And coach Georgia Tech football.
Played at Georgia Tech. From the state of Georgia, played at Georgia Tech. Mm. Has an engineering degree from Georgia Tech.
Can we talk about this text from Doug and Seneca?
What's it say?
He's talking all about our one caller here about Notre Dame and this and then the other. At the end of his text, though, he goes, either way, we have our Cotton Bowl tickets, and we're taking our three youngsters on a 15 to 16 day road trip to Dallas and then on to Santa Clara and all the way back to Seneca, South Carolina, with several awesome sightseeing pit stops along the way. Go Tigers.
You know what, Doug? You.
Yeah.
You get it, man.
Whoa.
You get it. 15, 16 day road trip. Cotton Bowl and Santa Clara. I love it, man. You know what you're going to see out there? I don't know which way he's going. But if you leave Dallas and drive out to Santa Clara, you maybe get a little Grand Canyon.
Oh, yes.
Maybe a little Yosemite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe a little 17-mile drive.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you head north, though. Maybe you go a different way.
Maybe you go a little higher up and get a little,
You got a whole week in between Dallas and Santa Clara if you make it.
Awesome. I don't know. Little Golden Gate Bridge.
You could do that.
Get a little Pebble Beach in there.
How far north do you want to go, though? Do you want to swing up and see a little Mount Rushmore?
You could.
You know?
Too far. Too far.
And you make that loop up there.
Yeah, too far.
And I want to do a cross-country trip. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. My friend Dan, who's a big Notre Dame fan, said he's going to see Notre Dame and Bama in California. We'll see, buddy. We'll see.
Hey, how risky are you feeling? You could save some money and buy a flight to San Francisco now.
You're going to risk it the biscuit. Which you can't even spell biscuit over there, but you're going to risk it the biscuit anyway. All right? You going to do that?
You could do it. Buy the insurance on it.
Bear with me a second on this one. Maryland makes a very, very interesting hire. They hire Mike Locksley.
They did.
On Deadspin.com. Is that a reliable, reputable site or not? Okay. But let me give you some article. This is from Gabe Fernandez, Deadspin.com, about the Locksley hire. Locksley hiring brought excitement to the former Terps who were either recruited or coached by him at Maryland Steel. He inherits a team and the program has been marred by an entirely preventable death of a 19-year-old offensive lineman. And they say that he's able to do this because Locksley experienced tragedy himself when his own son was murdered earlier this year. Said he not only understands how to win, but he knows how to help Maryland move forward in the wake of unimaginable, one source said. He's lived it. Not sure it's the reason you hire a football coach. But there's a lot of other things that go on with Locksley.
Has he been there before?
Yes. He was an assistant coach there for years. But with Mike Locksley, you get the baggage. All right? One source close said, Locksley learned about what not to do at New Mexico. He was a young coach. He made mistakes. But he's grown over the past decade, including 3 years under Nick Saban, one of the most successful coaches in the country. For the what not to do at New Mexico. You assume he's referencing Locksley's 2-26 record at New Mexico. Thankfully, Roman Stubbs and Emily Grabovall of the Washington Post examined some of the adversity and sources that try to clear things up. In the spring of 2009, Locksley was slapped with an age and sex discrimination complaint by an assistant, Sylvia Lopez. She claimed that Locksley told her he wanted younger women in the role to help recruiting. That claim was later withdrawn. Several months later, in September of the same year, Locksley was accused of punching his assistant, J.B. Gerald, in the face. Locksley was suspended for 10 days without pay, received a $25,000, or Gerald received a $25,000 settlement. Another notable incident became in July of 2010 when he allegedly confronted a student reporter at a local bar and shouted profanities about the media. Right before he was let go, a friend and his son were charged with the suspicion of driving while intoxicated in a car which was registering the coach's son and wife. The friend was 19 years old at the time. Now, you didn't want to... reinstate DJ Durkin. You didn't want to keep Matt Canada. Damon Evans, the athletic director at Maryland, who had his own stuff with Pantygate and his own car at the University of Georgia, knows all about this. But here's a guy that he hit one of his assistant coaches. Got the alcohol thing out there that happened at the bar and the screaming and the punching and the yelling and the sexual discrimination and age discrimination suits and what? On top of all that, when he was at Maryland the first time, he's kind of known as a guy that would just get it done recruiting by living in the gray and sometimes the darker shades of gray. Kind of got Maryland in a little bit of hot water with the NCAA and a little bit of looking around, and that's who you're going to hire? Really? Can Maryland just...
Was that all they could hire?
No, you could hire Matt Canada. Matt Canada turned it around up there.
Did you want to have Matt Canada, though, with his connection to the previous regime?
I don't know. You didn't have a problem with him being an interim guy.
Well, you had to have somebody coach the football team for the rest of the season.
Plus, he was 2-26 in New Mexico. Like, what?
Maryland's a better job than New Mexico.
Here's the original report.
Isn't it?
Loxley became upset when Gerald's response to questioning concerning a play and lost to Air Force and began shouting at him and other coaches. Loxley then attacked Gerald, quote, pinning him to his chair and choking him. Other coaches in the room pulled Loxley and Gerald apart. While Loxley was restrained, Loxley broke free and struck him in the face several times, according to the lawsuit. One of his assistant coaches during a team meeting or during a staff meeting.
Oh, boy. His birthday's on Christmas, though. That makes it any better.
That's the guy you want, really?
That's the guy.
Like, who's making these hires, man? Texas said, hey, that's your Broyles Award winner, too. Yeah, the top nation, top assistant coach. Tua won that for him. I'm sorry. Tua won that for him. I mean, how many red flags do you need?
Just a handful.
Like, that's your guy, really? That's your guy. I don't know. Finally, in this segment, let me mention this. Read a lot, heard a lot, watched a lot of Urban Meyer stuff yesterday. And I'm not surprised that they kind of told both sides of the story. And I'll ask you, Mr. Or24, Jack LaTonta, what's Urban Meyer's legacy?
Urban Meyer's legacy, this is something...
It's a complicated question.
We brought up at the very end of the show yesterday. He can't control his legacy now, right? If he had continued to coach and they had no further incidents and he won more titles or just had, you know, more regular season success and great bowl games and all this kind of stuff, it probably gets buried a little bit more. But leaving the season that you were suspended off of just a tumultuous offseason, it's stained, isn't it?
Yes.
How deep is that stain?
If it was an isolated incident, then it would not be stained. You would say, you know what, man, the guy made a mistake. But it's like he made more than one mistake. And so I think it's fair. We're all flawed as humans, and we all make mistakes. Some make more mistakes than others, and some have the fatal flaws. And in the end, this was Urban, and you can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. In the end, this was his fatal flaw, correct?
It would appear so, yes. It's unfortunate. He was a great football coach.
Yeah.
He just had some questionable things about his character and the way he ran programs.
When we come back, I have Rivals.com top 10 recruiters list of the Rivals era, of which Urban Meyer's in that list. Also, there are a bunch of juniors that are going pro. Yes, sir?
Is Loxley coaching the bowl games?
I have not heard that yet.
That's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, but I've not. As of yet, I have not heard that. Don't know. But we'll go over this early junior list, too. Guys that are leaving that we know are leaving pretty early right now. Our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I want to tell you about our Palmetto Golf Report. Get in touch with Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I gave you the pickleball stuff yesterday, but that's just an example. It's a very specific example of why they continue to stay on the cutting edge. I told you just a few weeks ago, I don't talk enough about the fishing expedition stuff. You know, when you're buying presents for people and they're hard to buy for. I will tell you that it is a great gift certificate that goes towards anything there at Palmetto Dunes. Like you buy this resort gift card, and if they're fishermen, they can do it. If they're golfer, they can do it. If they're tennis, they can do it. If they're pickleball, they can do it. You know, for bikes or for rentals, they can do all this kind of stuff. For apparel, they've got all this stuff. So, you know, now that's December, and they send these gift cards out. Now, you need to do it pretty soon here just to make sure it gets in the mail and gets done. Mail doesn't run today because of President Bush 41, but rightfully so. But they'll get it in the mail to you, and they'll do this right away. If you're like, got that person that's hard to buy for, think about a Palmetto Dunes gift card. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the award-winning, beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. This week on the PGA Tour, starts on Friday. I'll take this back. It's the QBE shootout down in Naples, Florida. Is that where Andrew's going? You know, nothing's too big for this guy. We have, it's a team event. And there's
not hide money, can you?
No, you cannot hide money. There's not too many teams on this thing, but we do have one Clemson and one South Carolina guy on this thing, or one state of South Carolina guy on this thing. Kyle Stanley's going to team with Pat Perez. They'll tee off Friday at 10:15. And Kevin Kisner is going to tee off with Cameron Champ. They're going to be partners in this thing at 10:45. So we got a little bit of Palmetto golf to watch this weekend with a couple of guys that ties the state of South Carolina, the QBE shootout. On the PGA Tour, the last PGA Tour event until 2019. Check all that out this weekend on the Golf Channel. It's Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, PalmettoDunes.com. Again, get your gift cards. Get those in the mail. They'll mail those out to you. So go ahead and do that pretty soon here. It's a great gift from Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We'll come back. Rivals.com top 10 recruiters list and juniors leaving college football early when you return after this.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
When someone or something has been around for generations, you can put your trust in them. I'm Daniel Weber, fourth generation Clemson graduate and your local State Farm insurance agent in Clemson. State Farm has been in business for years, offering home, life, and auto insurance coverage that you can trust, like the trust I hope to earn as your State Farm agent. I'm Daniel Weber, Clemson class of 2011, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. Call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Have you heard? It's the Honda Certified Dream Deal sales event at Henrik Honda Easley. Yes, that means 1.99% APR financing with approved credit on select Honda Certified pre-owned vehicles. Why Honda Certified from Henrik Honda Easley? That's simple. It's the Honda True 182-point vehicle inspection. Every certified Honda comes with a Honda-backed limited warranty up to 100,000 miles, roadside assistance, and so much more. Visit ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com for all the details.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
The Mickey Blyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again.
Let me tell you about our friends at FirstClassHalt.com in Anderson and in Greenville. Every month now, I'm on the First Class Halt mailing list, and so I get their monthly specials. And now here's their year-end specials, the holiday travel. If you're traveling out there for $99.95, now this is normally a $269.95 deal, $269, now it's $99. You get an oil change, 32-point inspection. They check your coolant level. They check your tire pressure, check your cooling system. Check it for your brake inspection and tire rotation and check for your spare tire because you're on the road. You get your windshield wiper topped off stuff and wiper blade condition and get all that out of the way. You're on the road. Plus, they're going to give you a free travel mug, tire gauge, and locally made pecan yummies with your purchase. This is a holiday special, man. Year-end stuff. They have a timing belt special right now on any Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota, $100 off. They have brake pad replacement rotation right now, $25 off on that, front or rear, $25 off on that. And if you spend more, you save more. Spend $10 or $10 off of $100, $20 off of $200, $30 off of $300, $40 off of $400, $50 off of $500. I love this stuff. I love First Class Halt. FirstClassHalt.com. If you have a Honda, an Acura, a Lexus, or a Toyota, let them take care of you at First Class Halt. Get on their mailing list. Get on the email list. You're going to love all the stuff they do. Two things. Promise you this before the break. Now, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. The Rivals era began in the early 90s, I guess it was, and the folks at Mike Farrell at Rivals.com has the top 10 recruiters of the Rivals era. Now, these are just head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can name. How many can you name? Let's see what you got.
The top recruits of the Rivals era?
Top recruiting head coaches.
You mentioned Dabo before.
Dabo in this list is number six.
I'm going to say Urban's in that list.
Urban Meyer is number one.
Saban's on the list.
Saban is number two.
In the Rivals era, is there a certain amount of time you had to be a head coach?
Nope.
Then Kirby Smart's on the list.
Nope. Not on the list.
Really?
Nope.
Is Les Miles on the list?
Les Miles is number eight.
Number eight. I would say Mark Richt is on the list.
Mark Richt is number nine.
I would say
you're doing great, man.
I'm doing great. The Rivals era. Would Bobby Bowden be on this list?
Bobby Bowden's number five.
Would Joe Paterno be on this list?
Nope. You got six of the 10 so far.
Six of the 10 so far.
You need number three, number four, number seven, and number 10.
Would
this is since about 2000?
Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll's number three.
Mm-hmm.
You need number four, Chip number Kelly? Seven, number 10. Chip Kelly's not on the list.
Surprising. Who am I missing that is glaring? Who are the other three?
Number 10, Jimbo Fisher.
No, duh.
Number 7, Bob Stoops.
Ah, Bobby.
And number 4, Mac Brown. He's Mac back, baby.
Mac Brown.
Yeah.
Good for North Carolina.
Yeah, he's back.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
Love it. All right, so far, here's the list of 2019 early entries. It's going to be a huge list this year. But so far, I got some guys. You know, some guys not making mistakes, other guys making mistakes. You ready?
Yes,
early
sir.
Entries. Give me a, if you agree them leaving or not. Like, if you were them, you'd leave or not. Okay?
Yes.
So, what's my sound like if you said yes, they need to go?
Well, what I sound like?
Yeah.
He gone.
Huh?
He gone.
And then give me one that you thought he needed to come back to school.
He should come back to school.
That's so fun. You got any sound effects up there?
Do I have any sound effects? We can borrow some sound effects. What do you want to use?
I don't know. You tell me. Give me one that if you agree that he should have gone, you're going to go. If you say he shouldn't have gone, you're going to go.
Next question.
Rodney Anderson, running back, redshirt junior from Oklahoma.
Next question.
Should stay? He's had all kinds of knee injuries, though. Nick Bosa, defensive end, junior Ohio State. Jordan Brailford, defensive end, Oklahoma State.
Next question.
A.J. Brown, wide receiver, Ole Miss. Sean Bunting, quarterback, Central Michigan.
Next question.
Brian Burns, defensive end, Florida State. Xavier Crawford, cornerback, Central Michigan. I don't even know who he is. Noah Fant, tight end, Iowa.
Next question.
Chancey Gardner-Johnson, safety from Florida.
Next question.
Rashawn Gary, defensive end from Michigan. Kelvin Harmon, wide receiver, NC State.
Next question.
N'Keal Harry, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Next question.
Justice Hill, running back, Oklahoma State.
Next question.
DK Metcalf, wide receiver, Ole Miss. Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, Houston. Dax Raymond, tight end, Utah State.
Next question.
Two more. Jared Stidham, quarterback at Auburn. Really?
It's a bad quarterback class.
Greedy Williams, cornerback, LSU. All right.
Debo Samuel.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's a senior. Are you a senior?
He's senior. All right. Let me ask you about the Clemson guys then. You ready? Should he stay or should he go? Should I stay or should I go now? Guys that are eligible. Let me do it on my other list over here. Guys that are eligible to go pro if they want to go pro. These are juniors or redshirt sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
Tavion Feaster?
Oh, that's bull crap.
DeAndre Overton?
Oh, that's bull crap.
Garrett Williams?
Next question.
Gabe Cervenka?
Next question.
Sean Pollard?
Next question.
Tremaine Ankrum?
Next question.
This is an interesting one here. I don't think he's going. But Simpson?
Next question.
Cleveland Farrell? Dexter Lawrence? Chad Smith?
Next question.
Trey Lamar? Tanner Muse?
Next question.
Kayvon Wallace?
Oh, that's bull crap.
Denzel Johnson should. Trayvon Mullen? So you're saying Farrell, Lawrence, Lamar, and Mullen need to go?
Yes. I think they would benefit going now?
Redshirt sophomores. Isaiah Simmons?
No.
Next question.
That's about the only one.
There's nobody else?
No, I mean, TJ Chase? Cornell Powell. JC Chalk. Cade Stewart. Reeves. Chandler Reeves. Niles Pinckney. Xavier Kelly. Shaq Smith. James Skalski. Nolan Turner. Brian Dawkins Jr. Those are the eligible ones. Ready to South Carolina's?
Oh, yeah. I'm having fun with Ben sound effects.
All right. Let me get Gamecocks on. Juniors. Quarterback. Jake Bentley. I'm dying. You don't think he should go? I'm dying. I take it that means you don't think he should go.
No, he should go. He should go. Get out.
He should go, really?
Yeah.
You laughed when they said it 3 years before.
Oh, man. You should go.
Juniors.
Because you ain't throwing for 500 again against Clemson. Take your win and go.
Dowdle, Williams, Turner, Denson?
No.
Dawkins, wide receiver. How about this one? How about Brian Edwards, wide receiver?
Next question.
I agree. Kale Pollard, no. Camper, no. Stanley can come back for a sixth year. The center.
Should he?
He should. Was he going to get drafted? Who's going to draft him?
I don't know.
What round is he going to be drafted
Nobody.
In? Kinlaw's coming back. What round would Kinlaw been drafted in? Blackshear one. How about DJ Wanham?
Next question.
I agree. Brunson? Yeah. Not that many people to make a decision out there. It's not fun. Hey, does Debo have eligibility left? I think he had eligibility left.
Should Debo go? Yes. Get out of here.
He had eligibility left, but he's got eligibility in the bowl game.
Oh, man.
Not even going to that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Good stuff, man.
Dilly dilly.
He's got great sound bites over here.
I know. Why don't we have those?
Because we have all of these old calls that you put on here. You're a big fan of all the Munson, Fulton, Phillips calls. And then
the Fultonevich is up there because I didn't know how to say Mike Fultonevich. Fultonevich.
So and for some reason, Larry Fedora has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can we get all five?
He's got six hotkeys.
In memory of him.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to honor George Herbert Walker Bush today. Give me the six, since he's not at North Carolina anymore, give me the six Larry Fedoras.
Maybe five.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about, baby. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you just made my day.
What you talking about? Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
Woo! Golly.
Golly.
Get some hugs out
oh,
now.
Man.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
I don't know.
Oh, this, man, that's awesome.
Is the palindrome him?
No, the palindrome is, the spell saying backwards is forward. I couldn't think of what it was. So Thomas Black had me with a little, you can hit it up here to tell you what it is.
Palindrome.
And then Fultonevich. It's Mike Fultonevich, you know, for the Braves. I didn't know how to say his name. So that's up there. Play that one for me.
This one?
Yeah.
Fultonevich.
This is a little pronunciation.
Golson.
Guy. Yeah, because I'd say Goldston.
I'm going to go ahead and take those out.
Yeah, you can take those out. So we have one person who wanted a Larry Munson. Can you give me one Larry Munson on there?
Buck back third down on the 8. In trouble. Got a block behind him. Going to throw on a run. Complete to the 25. To the 30. Lindsey's got 35, 40. Lindsey's got 45, 50. 45, 40. Run, Lindsey. 25, 20, 50. 10, 5.
Just fell through my 5-inch metal steel chair, broke the chair.
What about the Muschamp lose weight and eat too much?
I don't even know what that is.
I need to lose some weight. I see most pictures of myself, I think, man, I shouldn't eat as much.
Didn't know he had either one of those. I do that myself. It's like I see pictures of myself and I go, I didn't know I was fat. Like, I think I was skinnier. Then I see pictures of myself. I'm like, eh. Clemson had the five players on the All-ACC first team, 13 total, honored by the Associated Press on Tuesday. AP Player of the Year, Travis Etienne. ACC Defensive Player of the Year, according to AP, Cleveland Farrell. Also, offensive tackle, Mitch Hyatt. Defensive tackles, Christian Wilkin, all unanimous selections. Dexter Lawrence also landed on the first team. Trevor Lawrence was the newcomer of the year, but he was not first or second team for the AT. Dabo Swinney was the AP ACC Coach of the Year, along with Dino Baber, along with Dino Baber's co-coach of the year, I guess. Clemson offense led the way. Second team selections, Ankrum, John Simpson, Falsinelli, T. Higgins. Second team on defense, Trey Lamar and Travion Mullen. That's the AP team there. Carolina Flooring Specialist, call them today, 404-8158. Let them do your garage floor. Daniel Emmanuel Parham and Tim Worley want to get out there. They want to get in front of you. All they want to do is give you an estimate, show you what they do. Just come by your house. Come by your office and show you what they do and then give you a little estimate. It's no obligation phone call. It's a high-performance epoxy-based floor. And if you've never felt it before, slip-resistant, stain-resistant, you're going to love it. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Call them today, 404-8158. No obligation phone call, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. Final break of the show. We'll come back, wrap things up right after this.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and the Tigers head to New Jersey to take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs in the Never Forget Tribute Classic in honor of families and victims of the 9/11 World Trade Center attacks. Broadcast begins at 3:30 with tip-off at 4, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson basketball and the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Discover the performance and excitement of driving a Maserati Ghibli. Experience the powerful twin-turbocharged V6 engine, 8-speed automatic and available Q4 intelligent all-wheel drive, unmatched Italian style. The 2018 Ghibli is the opposite of ordinary. Now you can lease a 2018 Ghibli for just $759 per month for 36 months. Maserati Greenville, located at 1450 Lawrence Road, or go online at MaseratiGreenville.com or speak with them at 255-3953.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
You get some more sound effects for me? All right. If you were looking to get a mortgage, would you call an 800 company, go on a .com, which you don't know where they are, you're not speaking English, you got to press all these numbers and not know anything, and these people not know you?
Oh, that's bullcrap.
So you wouldn't go with a company that, where are they? Who are they? Who are you talking to?
Next question.
How about Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins, the great folks, Amanda McCall, the great folks over there want to help you out because they're local and they know you. You get to church with them. You go to Little League softball, football, baseball. That's right. So they're great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com.
Not for the sound effects.
I love that stuff. Prime Lending, let them help you out. Award-winning how? Why? Because of what they do and how they do it. They continue to set records every single year. Hey, with some interest rates going up, now's a great time to get in touch with them, and now's a great time to make sure they have everything that that you need there. PrimeLendingSC.com. Text line, Mickey, any news on Reed? MRI today. I think we'll know something. We know something today on Marcus Reed, or would that be tomorrow?
I would imagine today, but.
Yeah, probably know something today.
Who knows?
Hoping for the best.
Who knows?
My friend! I have CBS Sports ranking of all 39 bowls. This year, there are 78 bowl teams. You ready? What do you think the worst bowl is? Have you looked at them yet?
The worst bowl?
Yep.
The Gasparilla Mowers Bowl, whatever it is.
No, I'm talking about the worst matchup, the worst two teams, the one you don't care about.
The Belk Bowl?
Idaho Potato Bowl, number 39. Western Michigan, BYU, number 38. Hawaii, the Louisiana Tech in Hawaii. 37, the Quick Lane Bowl, Minnesota and Georgia Tech. 36, the Gasparilla Bowl, Marshall and South Florida. 35, the Cheez-Its Bowl. I kind of like the little Cheez-It ad, though. California, TCU. 34, the Cure Bowl, Tulane, Louisiana. I don't really care about Tulane, Louisiana. 33, the New Orleans Bowl, Middle Tennessee and App State. Rick Stock still care about that one a little bit. 32, the Birmingham Bowl, Memphis and Wake Forest. 31, Bahamas Bowl, Florida International and Toledo. 30, the Arizona Bowl, Arkansas State and Nevada. Catch me up if you're interested in any of these teams so far.
I will stop you when I'm interested.
Just give me a sound effect on any of them. 29, Texas Bowl, Baylor and Vanderbilt.
I'm going to get yelled at for the sound effect.
I don't care. I need it in this one. 29, Texas Bowl, Baylor and Vanderbilt.
No.
Come on. You have no more. You don't have. You got all these creative bones in your body. Just give me one.
I will when the time is right.
28 Military Bowl, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech. I care about our military. 27 the Holiday Bowl.
There's no military team playing in it.
That's true, but still the Military Bowl. 27 the Holiday Bowl. Number 22 Northwestern, number 17 Utah. It's a decent game. Utah's terrible on offense.
Terrible.
26, the New Mexico Bowl, North Texas and Utah State. 25th, the Belk Bowl, South Carolina, Virginia. 24, the Camellia Bowl, Georgia Southern, Eastern Michigan. 23, Liberty Bowl, Missouri and Oklahoma State. It's not a terrible game.
It's not terrible.
Yankee Stadium, number 22, the Pinstripe Bowl, Wisconsin, Miami.
Always here for the Pinstripes.
21, Frisco Bowl, San Diego State and Ohio.
No.
20, Sun Bowl, Stanford and Pittsburgh.
Mm.
I'll be honest with you. I just saw Pittsburgh play. I'm not interested in watching Pittsburgh play anymore. Pretty nice fans. 19, Camping World Bowl.
Go Steelers.
16, West Virginia and 20, Syracuse. Oh, Big East battle.
It's not a bad little one, right?
Nah, not bad. 18th, the Gator Bowl, NC State and Texas A&M. 17, the Outback Bowl, Mississippi State and Iowa. 16, Music City Bowl, Purdue and Auburn. Man, I hope that Tyler Trent. I hope Tyler Trent stays around for that one. He's going to be at Atlanta tomorrow night.
Is he?
Yeah. 15, the Red Box Bowl, Michigan State and Oregon. What the heck's the Red Box Bowl?
You know Red Box is.
Yeah. Why would you do that when you could stream? 14, Independence Bowl, Temple and Duke. That's the 14th best bowl game, Temple and Duke. Whew, that's tough. 13, Citrus Bowl, Kentucky and Penn State. That's bad football. 12, Boca Raton Bowl. What? UAB in Northern Illinois? 11, Sugar Bowl, Georgia and Texas. For William, you better do that. How about number 10, the Armed Forces Bowl, Houston and Army? You know, Ed Oliver's not going to play in the game. He played all the cut blocks. Army-Navy this weekend, by the way. Mm. See Army's uniforms? How cool do those look? Talk some Army-Navy tomorrow. The 9th best bowl game, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto, 11th ranked LSU, 8th ranked Central Florida. Fiesta Bowl.
Be much better with McKenzie Milton.
Yeah, that's true. Peach Bowl, number 10, Florida and Michigan. I have no interest in the Peach Bowl.
No interest in the Peach Bowl?
No. Man. Florida stinks and Michigan stinks.
I remember when the Peach Bowl meant something.
How about the Dollar General Bowl, number 7, Buffalo and Troy?
Back in my day.
How's Buffalo and Troy the 7th best bowl game? The First Responders Bowl, number 6 best bowl game, Boston College and Boise State. The 5th best bowl game is Las Vegas Bowl, Fresno State and Arizona State.
What list is this? Who is this?
CBS Sports.
That's a bad list.
Number 4, Alamo Bowl, Iowa State and Washington State.
A bad list.
I agree. Number 3, Rose Bowl, Washington and Ohio State. Urban Meyer's Swan Song. 2nd best bowl game, Cotton Bowl, Clemson, Notre Dame. Best bowl game.
Drop top BMs, I'm the bad girlfriend.
Best bowl game, Orange Bowl, Alabama and Oklahoma. Truly, you're interested in about 4 games?
That's what it comes down to in the bowl season these days.
What are we doing when we have 78 bowl teams? How do you not make it to a bowl? Remember what, like a bowl would be a, if I'll be honest with you, if I'm an athletic director, you don't get bonus money for bowl games. You don't get bonus money for 78. Not happening. Patrick Corbin head to the Nats. We gave you that. That's bad news for Braves fans. Bad news for Yankee fans. That would kind of hurt my feelings. Heisman Trophy. What are your, give me your top 3 Heisman right now.
Top 3 in very particular order. 3, Haskins, a distant 3. For me, it's still Kyler Murray at 2 and 2 at 1.
Really?
Yes.
It seems like Kyler Murray's got all the momentum in the world, doesn't it?
It does seem like that, but based on the entire season's body of work, for me, 2 was more impressive.
Had the state championship games moved to Friday?
Did you want to comment on the Heisman thing? Did you want to?
I'd go Murray, Tua, Haskins.
Would you?
Yep. I think Murray means more to his team, and his team got in the playoffs. I think if Tua doesn't play, I think Alabama still makes the playoffs. If Murray doesn't play, they don't make the playoffs. I think he's the most valuable player to his team out of that one. Just a thought. State championship games moves to Friday now down in Williams-Brice. I guess weather's going to be really bad this weekend. Phil Potts probably got like 47 TVs on in his house right now.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him, you know, down at Tiger Town Graphics, they're selling the Roy Bus t-shirts. So I sent Roy a picture. I said, man, you got to get one of these.
Yeah, I'm just gonna
don't
get
you think Phil Pott has to get a Roy Bus t-shirt?
He has to.
If he ever wears anything other than a Roy Bus t-shirt, then I'm not talking to him.
What does he do? I never know what he's doing.
He has to buy one. Finally, on today's show, we had to talk a lot about it. Kelly Bryant going to Missouri. Interesting fit there. We'll see. See if it works out for him. Derek Dooley. Missouri's had a pretty good offense. Missouri had a pretty good run the last couple of years. Missouri always wins football games in October and November. They got off to terrible starts, and then they win games in October and November every year. I don't know what it is figured out. I don't know why it has to be that way. But for some reason, some way, Missouri just kind of figures the thing out a little bit. You know what we didn't do today? SEC power rankings. You got yours over there?
Do I have them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to
fly through them in 5 minutes and skip a two-minute drill?
No. This is my Brad Hughes Extra Forgiveness Award. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Email Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Make one phone call. Do it. Brad Hughes, Allstate Insurance Agency. 292-3001. I forgive us for not doing it so far. Let's fly through them. I've got Arkansas at 14.
I do have Arkansas at 14.
I think we're going to do this. Tennessee at 13.
Tennessee is 13 as well.
Vanderbilt at 12.
I got Ole Miss at 12.
Oh, I got Ole Miss at 11.
I have Vanderbilt.
Oh, that's going
to dang it.
South Carolina at 10.
South Carolina is always the 10 spot.
Auburn at 9.
Auburn's my number 9 team as well.
Missouri at 8.
I have Missouri at 8. It was that one team.
Mississippi State at 7.
Yep.
Kentucky at 6.
Yep.
A&M at 5.
Yep.
Florida at 4.
Nope.
You got LSU at 4?
I have LSU at 4. Florida at 3.
I got LSU at 3, you got Florida at 3. So at least it wouldn't hurt. Georgia at 2, Alabama at 1.
Yes, sir.
So Ole Miss and Vandy and LSU and Florida kind of messes up through all that.
It just wasn't meant to be today.
It's okay.
It never is, to be honest with you.
It never really is. And it hadn't been so far. We'll do ACC power rankings tomorrow.
Completely forgot about those today. We're really sorry about that.
Well, we got all the Clemson basketball talk in the first hour. Kind of got us sidetracked. You're over there blaming fans, saying the Clemson fans not family and the Clemson basketball fans stink and
I hate
Clemson basketball fans. And a
lot of words being put in my mouth right now. Just wondering out loud about the legitimacy of such things.
We finish things up, buddy, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, a big congratulations to Christian Wilkins.
I know, it's my two-minute drill.
Oh, I'm
I had
really
to get
sorry.
Go right ahead.
You go. A big congratulations to Christian Wilkins, who last night won the William V. Campbell Trophy up in New York City, honoring college football's top scholar athlete, the academic Heisman, as it's called. He is the first Clemson Tiger to do such things. Dabo was up there with him last night and just did great things away from the football field. With his grad degree, obviously graduating early from Clemson, and then, you know, teaching and substitute teacher. That was all that stuff that contributed to this win last night. So congratulations to Christian Wilkins and making Clemson family proud.
One of the most unique athletes we've ever had here.
Yeah.
One of the crowd favorites we have here. I mean, where does he fit Christian Wilkins? Ring of Honor?
He's certainly in the conversation.
I think he is.
Clemson Hall of Fame, no doubt.
Hall of Fame, no doubt. First ballot Hall of Famer.
There's been a lot of Ring of Honor kind of talk about these recent teams. You can't get everybody a Ring of Honor spot.
Well, Deshaun Watson's Ring of Honor.
He's there.
Christian Wilkins will be maybe the second one of those.
Maybe.
Maybe. Trevor Lawrence. Too early.
A little too early.